The Carle Center for Rural Health and Farm Safety, a division of Carle Foundation Hospital, is proud to underwrite agricultural programming at WILL. The center helps residents of rural communities with education and training in farm safety. For more information, call 217-383-4606.
It's time now for our pre-opening commodity market report, and joining us on Morning Edition is Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Friday morning, everyone. USDA released its annual acreage report this morning, and it looks like this. For corn, USDA says producers planted 79.366 million acres. That's 1.347 more than the March 31st planting intentions report. Soybeans, 74.930. That was the estimated planting. And that is 2.165 million acres less than the planting intentions report from March 31st. And then all wheat, 57.873 is the planted acres off this morning's report, 745,000 more acres than the planting intentions report in March. We'll discuss the implications of those numbers in just a few minutes with the folks at Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign. Predictions for cash hog prices today range from steady to as much as $1 per hundredweight lower. The terminals called steady to weaker, tops from $47.50 to $51. Peoria called steady to 50 cents lower, a top price of $47.50. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Thursday, June 29th, voluntarily reported negotiated swine purchases were 13,002 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, a base price range $64.50 to $74, the weighted average $71.96, a loss of $1.56 from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $53.35 to $59.10, the weighted average $56.59. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 9,148, the base price range $63.75 to $73.50, the weighted average $70.80, a loss of $1.33 from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $50.01 to $56.36, and the weighted average was $54.42.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists, on the web at a6395.com and at agrigold.com.
Joining us to talk about the agricultural weather is AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. And Ed, are we looking at some pretty good showers for the eastern Corn Belt over the weekend?
I think eventually there will be some showers in the eastern Corn Belt. The eastern Corn Belt in general has gotten some decent rain in the past week, so not a big problem in most areas to the east. Some of the concern areas of note in the Midwest Corn Belt are in central Illinois and in south central into central Iowa. And some of those areas have started to pick up a little bit of rain. Rain is falling in west central Illinois this morning. Clusters of thunderstorms out there. They came out of northeastern Missouri where some locally heavy rain fell. Another batch in northwestern Iowa pushing southeastward. And in the WILL immediate area, I've been told there's a couple sprinkles outside. Our studios are nearby, just sprinkles. Thunderstorm is in progress in north-central Douglas County right now, just north of Tuscola. There's some locally heavy rain, maybe a little hail. A little cell just to the southwest of Champaign-Urbana, and we'll push through southwest Champaign into Savoy shortly. Some more showers out around Mahomet back to Mansfield. A little heavy cell southwest of Mansfield. All the cells are moving northwest to southeast. Taking a look at the weather scenario for the growing areas. First of all, hotter and drier weather is moving into the spring wheat belt in the northern U.S. plains and Canadian prairie. And all areas need timely rain at this time of year for good grain quality and yield potential, and it looks like they're going to stress out there. And the already very dry areas of Montana into South Dakota will suffer the most stress with the greatest chance of soon yield reductions. Some of the other areas into Canada and farther northeast are going to start to dry out, so stress may spread into there as well. So spring wheat's a problem. In the Delta and western portions of the southeast, they are dry. Some scattered showers and thunderstorms will move into that area during the middle of next week, Tuesday through Thursday. That could help relieve stress, but more rain will be needed. And focus will be on the tropics, as the best source of reversing the dry trend down that way will be with tropical systems coming out of the Gulf, if they do indeed occur. The eastern southeast is still doing better with plenty of soil moisture. That includes North Carolina and Virginia. And here in the Midwest, clusters of thunderstorms developed overnight in northwestern Iowa and northeastern Missouri and west central Illinois. Local heavy rain has already fallen in some of those areas. Scattered showers and thunderstorms will occur in the Midwest today, in the northern half of the region tomorrow, and throughout the Midwest during the Sunday through Tuesday time frame. Most fields will get some beneficial rain during the next 5 days, but amounts, as always, will be variable, as always with thunderstorms at least. Now, the maps are, the European and American models are showing a ridge of high pressure expanding in the central part of the U.S. later next week. That will tend to, at least for a time, cut off the moisture and warm things up in the Midwest Corn Belt. That will be of concern to traders. I think Monday is going to be a big day to see what the maps show going a little farther out, but that will be the big concern. Of course, on the edge of the heat dome, showers and thunderstorms will occur, but I do think the southwestern Midwest stands the best chance of heat and moisture stress next week. That's later next week at that. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
In the Thursday overnight trading session, Kansas City July wheat opened at 4.96 and a half, down a quarter last trade up 3 and a quarter. At the Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 3.76 up 2 last trade up 4. September 3.95 unchanged last trade up 3. July corn opened at 2.29 and a half up 1 last trade up 3 and a half. September 2.40 and a quarter up a half last trade up 3 and a half. December 2.55 and a half up 1 last trade up 3. July beans opened at 5.82 up a quarter last trade up 5 and a half. November 6.11 up 1 and a half last trade up 5. July soybean meal opened at 172.40 unchanged last trade up 180. July soybean oil opened at 25.40 down 24 last trade up 11. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Tom Mann of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Tom.
Morning, Dave.
Well, by all accounts, the market will open firmer today. But what I have as a question for you, will it open firm enough to get us into some buy stops that might make some technical repairs on the charts?
Well, I suppose it could. I mean, you know, everything is relative to how much money the funds want to throw at it. And essentially, we've got a couple of things going on here this morning. Obviously, we've got some dry spots out there, and the weather is at issue. Then the reports came out this morning, and the acreages were not quite what the average guesses were deemed to be. So at any rate, I think corn could open up 3 to 5, could trade 7 higher during the session. Beans, not nearly as friendly as corn, but I would look for them to be up 3 to 5 also, and possibly 7 during the trading session. Exports remained good yesterday. So, you know, everything looks really, really good for the grains today.
December corn, if you get your 7 cent wish, that would put us on the other side of the upside trend line. That might be significant.
It would be significant, Dave. And the thing is I don't know how much credence to put in the charts anymore. I mean, you know, you can sit there and say, well, technically this thing is firming up and it's repairing itself and all of that. But basically what the market is looking at right now is how much money wants to be thrown at it by funds. You know, that's the whole thing in a nutshell. In reality, if you look at the numbers today, obviously corn and bean prices have been too high relative to our supply.
Well, all right, if you're a fund, let's think like a fund, at least today. It is the end of a month. It is the end of a quarter. We have a holiday weekend next week. Perhaps we push the heck out of this on the opening bell and take profits before the close.
That's a possibility.
Okay. USDA increased its harvested wheat acres by 1 million. I think that might send some red flags up.
Well, we wheat is kind of an unknown. I mean, you know, it's here today, gone tomorrow, and it's just like the bean acres versus the corn acres. We lose 2 million acres of beans, increase corn acres 1.3 million, and the other, going to cotton, rice, where to go, I'm not quite sure, Dave, and it's just like acreage reports are just what they are. It's acreage reports reported by the government, and you got to deal with what they put on paper. That's all you can say. Where does it come from? I don't know.
Turn your attention to the grain stocks report. What do you see there?
It's pretty neutral.
Pretty neutral.
Yeah. Beans might be a little bit friendly, but overall, I'd have to say the stocks report really doesn't have much bearing on anything at this point.
So it's all about weather after, what, the first 15
minutes?
I think
weather is the driving force right now, and going into a long weekend, people are going to try to protect themselves.
So what is some of the advice that you would have for producers today?
Well, Dave, I'll tell you, you know, as far as our positions are concerned, we're pretty well sold up. But for those folks that don't have a portion of their crops sold, they need to be getting some of that done, getting something on the books. And I'm talking about the individuals that have 25% or less of their new crop sold. Now, I know there's some paranoia out there about, I may not raise the crop. Well, you know, there again, if you're in a position where you don't have insurance or something like that, that's all fine and dandy. But if you're insured, you need to get your crop sold at prices that will return you a profit.
What kind of numbers would you suggest if you are needing to make catch-up sales to go ahead and do that?
Well, I mean, I'm looking at something above 260 on DSO 6 futures on corn. And as far as soybeans are concerned, you know, our goal has been to sell bushels above $6 cash. Now, obviously, basis levels have started out weak and continue to remain weak. I don't really see those improving any until we have a real problem with the crop. So, you know, if you can get $6 for your beans and get something in the neighborhood of $2.35 to $2.45 for corn, you probably need to be selling it.
Thanks much, Tom.
You bet.
Tom Mann of Strategic Farm Marketing. You're listening to WILL Urbana. We join the BBC in progress.